We can either take that person to jail, it's a jailable offense, or we have the option to make it a notice to appear. Right now, we are trying to educate everybody to stop doing this.
People that are feeding these bears are not doing the bear any favor at all. If anything, they could be signing their death warrant. We are not killing every bear that we see. And we see many bear.
All right, lots of bears in Florida. Big problems. A woman attacked in her garage just the other day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A snapshot of what's happening in the nooks and crannies. And that's what's happened not just in Florida, but in some other areas because of their territory shrinking and how close people are to where the bears inhabit. And then they're looking for food. So where's the food? In Florida, they've got the problems with the trash cans. They have bear-safe trash cans that people can get, but they smell the food. They come out, and what happened just the other day was a woman had her garage open, and the bear started to come toward it, and one of them got a hold of her. What a scary scenario that was. She survived that. She was definitely bleeding and beat up a bunch by one of the bears. But it could have been much, much worse. And like I said, it's not just a Florida situation. This has happened in some other areas as well. It's like gators, and that's a Florida thing. But there are other creatures that now are coming closer because of the lack of space that they had before and smelling the food and whatnot. So he's right. It does make sense. Greg Workman saying from the wildlife, the Florida Fish and Game Wildlife down there in Florida, saying don't think you're helping them out, you're hurting them, because then they don't want to kill the bears, but who knows if they get in a situation where they would have to because of some sort of attack or something else crazy that, that happens. We're going to move around in a couple of different directions right here off of the dime at the beginning of the show, including these emails in Lois Lerner. This woman probably wishes she never ended up in the space that she is now. Here she was making pretty big bucks for the IRS. She was running their 501Cs, 3Cs, you know, that tax exemption. She was running this show, and then it got political, or so it seems, right? Since you had anything with Patriot that was pushed to the side or anything that even seemed as though it was attached to, let's face it, Republicans. And what made it worse is that it was just too blatant. And now they're finding these emails. They uncovered these IRS emails showing that Lois Lerner, who's not in that position now, talked with the Department of Justice about pursuing political groups. So she was asking about that. And see, this was the taking the fifth every time that she was trotted up before Congress. So she was the director of the exempt, specifically her title, Exempt Organizations Division for the IRS before retiring last year, and initially said the targeting was limited to agents working in the IRS's Cincinnati field office, but now it's the scandal is much bigger than that, and it looks like the targeting really was mostly conservative-leaning groups that were looking for tax-exempt status, and then there was the shell game that went on of moving the paperwork all over the place, or so it seems anyway, and a couple of the emails, I'll just give you a few examples. In May of 2013, she responded to a Justice Department inquiry about whether the tax-exempt groups could be criminally prosecuted for lying about political activity. And how it went was, she wrote, I got a call today from Richard Pilger, the director of election crimes branch at the DOJ, and she said he wanted to know who at the IRS, the DOJ folks, could talk to about the White House idea at the hearing that they could piece together false statements about applicants who lied on their 1024s, saying they weren't planning on doing political activity, then turning around and making large, visible political expenditures. So, and then it went on that I feel they need to respond, but went to talk to the right folks at the IRS to see whether there were any impediments from our side. And, you know, different ones went on like that. So they were trying to piece together, you know, where these, what would happen. And a really interesting thing was this, is that Nicole Flax, who was Miller's chief of staff, said, I think we should do it. We should also include criminal investigative division on this, which we can help coordinate. Also, we need to reach out to the FEC, the Federal Election Commission. Does it make sense to consider including them in this or keeping it separate? So anyway, it kind of went like this, and if you pieced it together, it would really, really make sense. And then House Republicans claimed after the emails were published that they were further proof of the coordination among various agencies to target conservatives. Well, you can see there, you know, one person's at one branch in the IRS, then we're talking about the Department of Justice, then we're talking about including the Criminal Investigation Division, then we're talking about reaching out to the FEC on top of that. So Daryl Issa, who is the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee chair, says that the emails are part of an overwhelming body of evidence that political pressure from prominent Democrats led to the targeting of Americans for their political beliefs. And even Congressman Jim Jordan said that it was the targeting that hadn't been stopped, that Eric Holder's politicized Justice Department would likely have been leveling thumped up criminal charges against Tea Party groups to intimidate them from exercising their constitutional rights. So, I mean, this is some of the political theater that you see anyway happening, but they've got the emails that they wanted, and this should have been, they should have had them all along. It was a question of, okay, these 501c4s, it's a C4, not three, 501c4s, it's all about that. Were they unfairly pushed aside, some of them, and then not even looked at and not responded to, and then this whole thing responded because there were quite a few groups that fell into that abyss. It just fell out all of a sudden out of that black hole. It was crazy, and now they've got those emails, I think some of the ones that they wanted, but I still don't know that it necessarily goes anywhere, but it does prove that there was more than, you know, when he was scratching and trying to get down to the bottom of it, there certainly was more there, and we knew that, but finally some of that comes out. It was really all about who said to do this. Where did it come from? Who pointed at this? And, oh, by the way, before we toss it to the other side, in South Korea, as we go off our shores, how sad that ferry disaster. Originally, they were thinking there were 100 people missing. Now it's 287. The ferry sank. A lot of students were on that boat. Oh, how tragic. They think that the boat might have hit some object, and that's why it started to list and then eventually sank. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Tonight, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, all those nooks and crannies in between. We have some great new affiliates to tell you about across the country. Joy Brighton is with us. She's in our virtual green room. She's the author of a recently published book called Shariaism is Here, The Battle to Control Women and Everyone Else. Man, we've been talking about it. How timely is this, given what happened in New York, which we've been talking about. So, Joy, thanks so much for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
All right, So, first of all, what was the impetus for you writing this book? Because of a lot of things that you've seen happening, or what was it that drove you to write this?
You know, I started thinking that I know that everyone and all my friends and a lot of people, they know something's not right, but no one seems to want to talk about it. Because everyone's afraid of having their names, you know, being called some nasty name or something. And I said, you know what? I got to get to the bottom of this. And I've been a champion of women's rights for a long, long time. And when I found out recently the abuse that's going on with Muslim women from new immigrant families that are coming in, who these husbands have got these women under their thumb, living like they're back in Somalia and Pakistan, I said, that's it. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. What did you find? What was, of all the things that you found out, what was the most disturbing?
I think the most disturbing is that it's actually happening here. There's a group called the Career Justice Center that reported an over a 2 year period that about 3,000 known forced marriages are happening in this country. And that's what's reported. That's what we know. So you can imagine that's just the tip of the iceberg. And it's happening because, you know, these practices are coming in and they're being justified on the basis of religion or Sharia or culture. And you know what? There is no excuse for violating women and for abusing women.
Yeah. And do you think the United States should take a much harder stand on this?
Well, I can tell you that Europe is already, you know, Europe has already taken a hard stand on this. Europe has realized that, look, there's Islam and religion protected under the freedom of religion. And then there's something called Shariaism, which is the political movement of radical Islam. Shariaism. It's like communism, apartheid. They want their way to be our way. It's pure control, and they start with control of their women. So one of the things that Europe has actually been doing is they're putting in laws in place to criminalize forced marriages. You would think you wouldn't need a law like that, but actually do need a law like that. And about 8 different countries now have either banned the burqa completely countrywide or just in a region because it is, it's had lots of debates. It is the marker of radical Islam. It is the marker of Shariaism. It has nothing to do with religion. It has everything to do with control.
Yeah, I agree with you on the control issue, and you certainly, when you talk about Europe, France really was leading the cry on that, and there was definite blowback, but they didn't care. They continued to try to say, listen, we're not gonna stand for this. And then we get wind of something that we talked about a ton on the show because it just happened: the fact that the New York Police Department is discontinuing their surveillance program, which was focusing on the mosques, because I know some cops that said they were getting leads. They were going to these to find these terrorism enterprises in some of these Muslim neighborhoods. So what do you make of this? Do you think this is a bad idea or what?
You know, I think we need to really start looking at the words that we're using, because we're getting skewered over words. And here's the fact of the matter is that we are not spying on Muslims. We are spying on Sharia. These people are terrorists. These people are radical Islamists. That's who we are after. This is not about religion. We had judges, and we had a judge just recently in February in New Jersey, same suit, you know, we're accused about, oh, wait, you're spying on mosques. The guy says, you know, the judge said, listen, this is completely constitutional. This has nothing to do with religion. This has everything to do with trying to root out radicalism, and unfortunately, we know it's there. So, you know, this is not about Muslims. This is about Sharia, and that's the new language that we need to start using. These are people who are members of a political group called Radicalism, and they want their way to be our way. And, you know, unfortunately, we know for a fact that they do hide in mosques. I mean, you know, we've got imams all over the country, and if you pick up a copy of the book, you'll read about some unbelievable things that some of these imams are saying about, you know, that this is, you know, we've got to get rid of America, and they're very, very anti-American. And, of course, the reason why, unfortunately, we have to look in these mosques, because mosques are protected, and so what a great place to hide.
Yeah, boy, I agree with you. We've talked about this a lot. So I say on the show, there's power in numbers. You need to get involved, and you need to start talking about this. I think you agree, and I think you talk about the same thing. It's all about picking up that phone, sending the email, doing the phone tree, isn't it, and knocking on the door of your representative to try to make a change or at least have a discussion on this, don't you think?
Listen, this is all about political debate, okay? We need to start talking about this. The reason why, you know, you've got these crazy, like, communism and apartheidism and Shariaism, because they shut down criticism. This is what they do. This is what totalitarian movements do. And we cannot let that happen because we believe in free speech. And these are serious issues that we need to talk about. But again, I think one of the things I say about my book is let's be very clear with words. Okay? Islam is a religion. Shariaism is not a religion. It's a political movement of control. And that's how we need to start, so we don't get tripped up anymore. That's how we need to start talking about it. And, yeah, the first step is talking about it, exactly what they don't want us to do.
Yeah. What are your friends? So this book comes out, and you've got friends in New Jersey, New York. What do they say?
You know, it's interesting. Well, first of all, you know, I am, you know, I'm at this. I'm doing this in part because I really believe, you know, I'm a women's rights champion, and I that's really my angle. And I'm very, very concerned about what's happening to women in this country under the, you know, under the cover of religion or whatever. So friends of mine, you know, come from New York, very liberal, okay, but they get that. They do, if you say it the right way, they do get, that's not good. I don't want women to be abused for any reason. And then that's kind of a good way to start the conversation because, listen, who believes in the abuse and violence of women, okay? Except some, you know, it's a very easy way to get into this conversation.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I want to tell the people a little bit about your background, too. I mean, listen, Joy was a Wall Street trader. We could pick your brain on that someday. But and then you dove into this, and as you mentioned, you're very active as far as women's rights are concerned. At one point, you had partnered up with Save the Children. So I guess what I'm saying is if people are critical of you, if you find that happening, it's easy for you to say, look, it's as you've been mentioning throughout this, it's about the words. And certainly if somebody looks into your background, they can see other things that you've done. Do you think that helps you a little bit? Because, you know, in this country, it's about labeling, and that's part of the problem of this whole word thing.
It is part of the problem of this whole work. I hope it's going to help me. I mean, so far, I think, you know, I've gotten a very, very positive response. Because, you know, even people who up to this point don't even want to deal with this issue, if you talk about it in those terms, you really separate the religion from politics, you really talk about the abuse of women. You know, I mean, it's people can understand it. People can start to think about it and say, I see you have a point there. So I think, I'm hoping it's going to help me because I'm not a right-wing crazy person. Frankly, I don't think anybody out on the right wing is crazy. I'm a left-wing crazy person. You know, and I don't believe in that we should be controlled by anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. You're right. And that's what I'm saying, that people, that's what automatically comes up for sure. Joy Brighton, fun to talk to you. Pick up a copy of the book. It's very enlightening. Shariism is here, The Battle to Control Women and Everyone Else. You can pick it up all over the place, including going to Joy's website, joybrighton.com. Joy, thanks for coming on the show. All right, so it's interesting, you know, in that conversation with Joy, talking about words, and I think she makes a good point there in defining it as Shariaism and things that she located and things that she found in digging through her book, some unbelievable things happening in this country. And she also talks about the finance side of it, because, you know, it's all about the follow the money and follow the money into disaster. We know that from 9/11. And this Sharia Islamic law is not the same law that we think of to protect citizens, but rules basically to dominate and control Muslims. And Muslim rules are things that she talks about, like Muslim women are the property of men, polygamy, forced child marriages, death to lots of different people for certain reasons, obligation to wage holy war. We get this, right? So I like the idea that she pulls the toxicity out of it to say, this is what this is. That's what Sharia law is. This is what this means. This is why. This is what we're seeing. I mean, Muslims have religious banking requirements, and if you create investments according to Sharia law, 1.2 billion Muslims loaded with oil money in their pockets, as she says, would absolutely beat a path to Wall Street, and then what? Hang with us.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Network, a good time to remind everybody that, and I know a lot of you already do this, you've asked me about it, if you want to download the shows, you have different hours, you want to listen to them over the weekend or when you're running or doing whatever it is that you're doing, hopefully to relax at some point, you can download any of the America Tonight shows or anything else, by the way, any of the other great shows on GCN, just go to GCNlive.com, GCNlive.com. And you'll see it all there. Just download them, poof, just like that. And you can listen whenever you want to. It's amazing what we can do with technology these days. But still, the good old-fashioned email finds its way to us here on the show. Once again, the mailbag is overflowing, so let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Harry, who says, Kate, very sad about that ferry. And I agree with you, when you are in trouble, it's not to say that people aren't trying to help you around you, but if it seems as though they're telling you to stay put, you see a ship is sinking, you might be scared, but the thing to do is grab the nearest lifeboat, jump in that lifeboat if you can, and if not, make sure you at least have a life jacket on and just go for it. Just get into the water because you know that rescue efforts are underway. In the case of the ferry, there were boats that were coming around And that is your best chance of survival. You know, we could do a whole show on it. In fact, we will. And actually, we have. We've had lots of incredible guests on. David Nance is one of the best guys at this. He speaks all over the world. I'm sure he has to turn down speaking gigs because he couldn't be in 10 different places at once. And what does he tell you about being safe and what happens when something happens? What do you do? How do you handle it? How do you take charge? You take charge is what you do. You know, sadly, when 9/11 happened, and I certainly don't blame anyone for this, but it's shocking. It's a panic situation. Who knows what it is? At first, nobody knew what it was. So you're in the second tower, and they're telling people. In a lot of the businesses, they're telling people, they're announcing, just be calm. They're going to help us. Rescue's on its way. But guess what? Rescue was on its way. People were valiant and brave and unbelievable trying to help others. So many firemen, so many others, rescue workers. But then the buildings collapsed, and you know the whole rest of the story. So there was somebody that I knew that was in the second building who, that's what they were told. He was on one of the higher floors. Don't worry. There's people are coming, so we just don't need to rush into the street because only the one tower had been hit. But everything's okay? No. He got up immediately, tried to persuade some others in his office, which some did, to leave the building. Let's go. Let's move. I don't care what they're saying. Let's go. And sure enough, he watched when he turned his back and was walking toward the Brooklyn Bridge. He watched the building fall. Every situation's different, but you have to be, I think, in a boat, in a hotel, and this isn't a lecture, but I think in those places you look for the exits and you just in the back of your mind, you're not paranoid. You just figure out, what do I do if I have to get out of here? What do I do to protect my family, myself, whatever? What kind of move do I have to make? You know, I don't know that I would have thought that way before, but I do. I do now. I make sure, okay, if I can help other people, I can look around. I know what I have to at least try to do. All right, here's another one from Peter, who says, "Hi, Kate. Happy Easter to you. I was wondering if you celebrate with an Easter basket still. I know a lot of adults do that. It's funny because when I go to the store, I see nothing but hundreds of different baskets. I got to tell you, I feel like a Pavlovian dog. I just start to salivate when I see all the chocolate. I do have my favorite Easter candies. It's the marshmallows. You know what I'm talking about. The Peeps. Ugh, the Peeps. I don't eat the Peeps at all. Are you kidding? I don't even know if I ever got marshmallows when I got Easter baskets. No, I don't have an Easter basket now. I like, especially because I'm just trying to just stay away from candy. I like, if I was going to eat something from an Easter basket, like those malt balls, you know, the milk balls, ugh, they're just deadly. It's what I call wood chipper food because you just inhale it. You're psh, psh. How many of those things did I eat? You mean I was only going to have in moderation, like a 4? Now I've eaten 400. So that would be my thing. Not the giant chocolate, like the bunny with the hollow ears. Yeah, not any of that kind of stuff. I know it was cool when you're a kid and you go and find Easter eggs, do the Easter egg hunt, or you have to hunt for the baskets. I think that's pretty cool. We had to do that when we were kids. We had to hunt for the baskets. Okay, this one is from Jill. Kate, I just started listening to the show. My husband's listened to the show for a long time. I have a new schedule at work. I wanted to hear what this was all about, and I like the show. I have to tell you, the midterm elections, I'm concerned. I think that really, whether it's Democrat or Republican, I don't have use for most of the politicians. I'm not trying to pile on and just join the club because it's so easy to beat people up that are there in Washington now. But frankly, I think it's pretty obvious to see the job that they're doing. There's too much of running around and manipulation. I think they need to boil it down to a couple of issues, and you've talked about this, to a couple of issues and things they want to accomplish instead of trying to do so much. What do you think? Well, I think part of the problem is you represent a certain group of people. So you represent the people in Minnesota, you represent the people in Texas, you represent the people in Florida and California, and you have their interests. You're representing them. It's we the people, remember? So you have that in your mind. And then you have these big issues, these federal issues that affect all of us that you have the stake in the vote in the House or in the Senate. And it's stuff like immigration, health care, which we see what's happened with health care, and a slew of other very, very important things. And I think the focus should be on those very, very important things and then the others. You know, you break out into committees, which we already have, and I think that there should be an agenda, but try to set an agenda with all the different interests there are. That's the other part of the problem. It would be better. I think tackling issues strategically, tactically, to go after it and create a strategy, I think to, if there were, this is what we're going to go after. It's like the Supreme Court. Okay, so that's the Supreme Court, the ultimate judgment in the land, right? The buck stops here. This is it. We're hearing the case. They take so many on. And then the ruling, the opinion comes out, you know, after that. Now, that's the law, different than making the laws. I get that. And there's many more minds at work here. So there are some natural tendencies to have problems in certain areas. But I'm going to go back to what one congressman told me, Sarbanes. He said he thought the problem was this giant hatred that people talk about. The problem is nobody lives in Washington. So they're there for a couple of days, boom, they're gone. They're back to wherever it is they came from, gone, boom, in, out. And he felt that if more families like they used to came to Washington, they stayed in Washington, there'd be more socializing, more conversation, more work getting done, and then less scattering to the wind for whatever that's worth. Okay, next one. We're going to squeeze in another one, at least maybe one or two. This one from Fred, who says, getting a lot of first-timers here. Listening to you on WFLN, love the station, love you. And I have to say that one of the more annoying things that has happened with this presidency, and I'm not anti-Obama, I'm not pro-Obama by any stretch of the imagination, I think one of the more infuriating things is they're always trying to defensively blame other people for what has ever come out of this administration. And it doesn't make any sense unless they're very, very thin skin. What do you think, Kate? Well, what I think is there is a thin skin in the White House. I think the problem is they come in, they say, we're going to be transparent. They're not. I mean, even the media, the most liberal of media members says they're not transparent, that we have no idea. So it's anything but that. And so maybe they set themselves up for failure. We're going to be the most transparent organization ever, administration ever. And then they're not. And they don't want to tell everything. They don't want to give the who, what, where, when's, and why. And every day it's that same dance in the White House. At the press briefings, it's the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. All right, one last one, and this one comes to us from Al. And Al says, Kate, I just wanted to offer this up. Happy Easter to everyone. It's a tragedy what happened in Kansas City. God bless those people. It doesn't matter what religion you are. Hate is a bad thing all the way around. Good sentiment. You can always send us your thoughts, americatonight.net.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold. She's got that day.
So that was Mrs. Lundegaard on the floor in there. And I guess that was your accomplice in the wood chipper. And those three people in Brainerd. And for what? For a little bit of money. There's more to life than a little money, you know. Don't you know that? And here you are. And it's a beautiful day.
Probably 17 years since Fargo was released with the Fargo accent. And here we are at the tail end of the show. Fargo has been reinvented on one of the networks. I want to say it's FX. And Billy Bob Thornton is one of the lead actors in this new Fargo. And here's what he had to say about being part of this project.
And Noah Hawley had written a beautiful pilot. It was just, the writing was so good.
And what he did was he managed to capture the tone and the spirit of the Coen Brothers movie without imitating them. He made a new animal, and yet it still seems like Fargo. And what it really is it's kind of what happens in that area of the country after the movie, you know. So it's different characters, different story, but the same tone as the movie.
All right. I love the Minnesota exaggerated accent. Nathan Reeder, our technical director, is right there at the mothership in the middle of the Minnesota accent. Do you think Fargo nails it or exaggerates it or what?
Well, it's interesting. I was working a show that is based solely in North Dakota this morning, and all of those kids are kind of upset because those are Minnesota accents. Those aren't even North Dakota accents, and it's kind of true. Kind of. But yeah, they're everywhere, and it is funny how most of them don't even realize they have it.
Well, you know, there's a lot of Swedes that settled in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. The Scandinavians, Swedish, Denmark, Finland, Norway, a lot of those people when they came to the United States, and I think that's how they got that mixture of what their original accent was, their original language mixed with English, and that's what you got.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta love it. I love the movie Fargo. I have to say I did. I just thought it was great. And now that, it's being reinvented, I think it's gonna do really well. I think the ratings are gonna be pretty huge for it. It's just one of those interesting movies. Crazy movie, but really interesting movie, I think, to watch. And Part of the lure of that was the kookiness, the ridiculousness of it, but also the Frances McDormand, who was great, and also the over-exaggerated accent. It's interesting in the United States. Somebody comes to the United States from another country, and they always say English is just the hardest language to learn. And you think, well, of course, that's what we speak. Are you kidding me? When you think of all the other languages out there, but it totally makes sense because part of the problem is the fact that we do have so many different dialects, and also there is so much to the local colloquialisms and the things that we say in one part of the country and even just the state that we don't say in other parts of the country, and then those people who come here have no idea what that means because it's not just one word fits all. It's like 25 words. Fit the description of the same thing, and you don't always know what those 25 words are, which is, I think, which makes us so incredibly unique in America. That's what you get. Not that there's not different voices or dialects or whatnot in other countries, because there are. There is a certain way to speak and. Spain, you could be in the southern region, and it's a little bit different, but it's still not as dramatic. It's not as dramatic, I think, as it is in the United States, where you just go a couple of towns even over, or certainly when you leap to different states, and you can really, really, really pick it up. I mean, we were talking about this off the air, but lately there always is. I mean, probably for the past 5 years since I've been on the GCN network, we've talked about different ways people have been hacked into. We've had the head of McAfee on, who says, you know, they estimate how many viruses a minute are coming through and all the different types of ways to trick people and what ultimately happens. Well, there's a Canadian cyber crime unit that's arrested and charged a 19-year-old Ontario man for allegedly hacking into the tax agency using the Heartbleed Internet security bug. So Stephen Arturo Solis Reyes was picked up at his house on Tuesday. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said that, you know, there was no scuffle or incident, but they seized the computer equipment and all that stuff. And they found that he was using this with Heartbleed. He stole 900 Social Security numbers. It was the first known case of a hacker taking advantage of the security flaw for malicious purposes. And it shows the vulnerability from a fault in an open SSL, which is a widely used security protocol that encrypts internet traffic for a bunch of websites. And they say, too, that it's going to get worse and it'll slow the internet to a crawl. So then it becomes, what can you do? That's what people always want to know. What can I do? You know, it's one of those things now everybody has to spend money on internet security, but how safe are you? You think, well, wait, I've got the security. I've got Norton or McAfee or whatever it is you have. And what do you do? So once that happens, there's not much an average web user can do about it. But there's some things that you can do. The number one thing is, for sure, when you're on the internet, well, first of all, I think you're careful of what you put out there, obviously. But you also look at things like, what are you doing? What are you using to source information, right? And are you affected by it? They say that it's likely the answer is yes, that some sites that you use frequently have the bug. But it doesn't mean your information is taken, but they have the bug. So 47 of the web's top 1,000 websites use SSL. They were vulnerable to it. 628 susceptible to Heartbleed. It's been around for 2 years. So Facebook, Yahoo, Tumblr, Amazon.com, they've rolled out fixes, and others are working on that to try to make that happen. But the thing you have to worry about, your credit card information, your bank, the passwords, which passwords do you change? And I think you got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about what passwords that you use. And never keep it, you know, where you click on it and you keep it. Remember the password. That's a common thing people do. You don't do that. Never, never, never do that. And change those passwords. I mean, people don't think about it. They have passwords that are so simple to crack. They just put the numbers with like their name. Heartbleed. It's always something new, isn't it? It's ridiculous. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.